I'm honored to be here.
He can tell you what you can expect.
I expect you to stick to the deadlines you've agreed to.
I'm straight up mentally ill.
And I expect to be treated as such.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go.
Thank you. Man accused of robbing an art museum in Illinois and stealing a sculpture of Abraham Lincoln's hands. The suspect is described as even more armed.
Somebody think
that one got laughter and a couple boos.
Booze, yeah.
just a couple.
Thank you, Wall Street investors, for worrying about how low Apple stock is dropping. Or as Apple put it, it's lighter and thinner than ever.
And it needs a new adapter. Yeah.
Thank you, Hillary Clinton, for saying this week that we may have already been visited by aliens from space. And raising the question, if you're willing to say that out loud, what the hell were you hiding in those emails?
Thank you.
Aliens?
Something was in there.
Weird.
This is the final thank you note for tonight. And I don't know if you guys saw, but yesterday David Bowie released a music video. So in honor of David Bowie, I thought we'd do our first ever thank you note from outer space. So please welcome astronaut Scott Kelly.
Thank you, living in space for a year, for being the best excuse to click no on Facebook invites.
Funny but sad, and I think we were all shocked when we learned yesterday that at the age of 69, David Bowie had passed away. Didn't know he was that old, but I mean, hey, when your number's up, your number's up. He'd had cancer actually for a while, but he pretty much kept that a secret. I didn't know about it. Did you?
No.
Yeah. He even released a new album on Friday, which is just crazy. You know, some of the stories going around today that this was methodically thought out. I mean, obviously, I'm sure he knew he had stage four, and he's with Iman, and they've been married since 1992, I think. And so it was somewhat calculated to get Black Star, is the name of his last album, out before his passing.
Yeah.
So the story goes today that he kind of felt that it was coming, so put it out on Friday, and that will be... You know,
it's his love letter.
Exit
to
stage
us all,
left, right?
I think.
Yeah.
To his fans. There you go, my swan song.
I have to say, we've put together a montage of David Bowie's hits, and it has a different feeling now. So bring it on.
This is ground control to Major Tom.
David Bowie passed at the age of 69 yesterday. Oh, man. You know what? icon is really the only word that I can use.
And it's
to
not
describe
enough.
This man. Yeah, I mean, rock legend, these are all good, but he is iconic. And the way he always continued to reinvent himself. Because
he invented reinvention.
He did.
You know?
Yeah, he really
there
did.
There wouldn't be Madonna without Bowie, et cetera, and so forth.
I mean, if you think about it, his breakthrough album was 1972's The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars. And that's the big one with Moon Age Daydream and Starman, Ziggy Stardust, and Suffragette City. Mm. But, you know, then in the 70s, by the end of the 70s, he had to reinvent his sound because things were changing in the early 80s. You know, you had the cars coming in there with that electronic sound. And the brilliant way in which he came out with Let's Dance and Modern Love and China Girl, I was just blown away by that. Because I was a big fan of all of the other stuff.
Yeah. But then it seemed like he just became internationally, universally, really famous with the stuff in the 80s. Even though, you know, maybe it was a little poppier. I thought the other stuff
was... He took a little heat for that. But you know what? I mean...
Who cares?
Right, it was great. He was reinventing himself. And that's what makes him the icon.
Yeah.
That he
you know,
is.
Wearing the yes. suit instead of the sparkly jumpsuit, say, et cetera. But it was awesome. He just, he fit with the times, but also took it up a notch. You know, people followed him. He didn't follow others.
It's true. And he was found to be a little bit odd, a little peculiar, because Ziggy Stardust became his alter ego for a while, too.
Thank God for that.
The pale white makeup, the big orange hair, the androgynous outfits. Yeah. So he was doing Lady Gaga before Lady Gaga had a clue as to what to do.
Right. And yeah. I'm sure there were a gazillion closeted gays at the time who were like, ugh. I can relate to this. I don't know if he's gay or straight, and it doesn't matter, but thank God somebody's saying it's okay to just wave that freak flag.
You know, that's a very cool thing that you just said, Heather, because growing up in Pennsylvania with, you know, a lot of his big songs, which were just, you know, fantastic, and we would all, Space Oddity and all mm-hmm. of those things, where those guys probably, my straight friends, would not be accepting of him if they knew he was gay. It reminds me of Freddie Mercury. You know,
as
it's
well,
like a Queen,
sure.
right. And, you know, and Freddie really never, I don't think he discussed that openly. I'm not sure whether he did or not, but we didn't know. So it didn't matter.
No one knew.
Right. It didn't matter. And back to David Bowie for a second. He had other personas and styles over the year. Basically, he was doing a weird mixture of rock, art, and fashion. As
yes.
I mentioned, 40 years before Gaga. And
theater, cabaret.
And sure, and that
he
was
an actor.
Very influential to his music. Believe it or not, and this is a believe it or not, he really only had two number one songs in America. Fame in 1975, and as I mentioned, Let's Dance in 1983.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No way.
But his albums would sell by the millions.
Right.
And of course, in the UK and in Europe. He was as big, if not bigger.
And it tells you how different the recording industry was back then. You know, people bought and loved entire albums, and they made entire albums to be really good beginning to end.
Hey,
as opposed to today's single world where we just do pop hit.
Do you know what's cool? And I just thought about this, and I have it. I just mentioned Freddie Mercury. Well, do you remember with David Bowie? Under Pressure. Yeah, they worked together on this.
Oh, lots of great collaborations.
Right. And I have to tell you, there's a lot of other things that he did also. Whoa. As you mentioned, acting. He played the man who fell from Earth, a vampire in The Hunger. I mean, he played an alien in The Man Who Fell fell to Earth, a vampire in The Hunger, Goblin King in Labyrinth, Pontius Pilate in Martin Scorsese's movie, The Last Temptation of Christ. And I never knew that because I never saw that damn movie.
He had a bit role on SpongeBob SquarePants, too.
Did he?
I just found that out randomly. He did some voiceover work.
Recently, he had a pretty big part in The Prestige, the movie where Christian Bale and Hugh Jackman were rival magicians. And he did do a cameo, if you remember. Do you remember this? It was a cameo real quick in Zoolander.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And by the way, as we talk out David Bowie, rest in peace.
Just quickly back to collaborations, we wouldn't have Mott the Hoople's All the Young Dudes, which is like the most epic song, were it not for David Bowie. He wrote that.
I didn't know that.
It's true.
That sounds like a Bowie song.
Doesn't it?
Well, he did them a favor, didn't he?
God, yeah.
By the way, his real name was David Jones. Now, why did he change it? Because Davy Jones of the Monkees was big at the time. Isn't that weird? And he had he did have a permanently dilated eye after being punched in the face over a schoolyard fight over a
nonetheless.
Girl. Right, right. Okay, well.
Hey, let's mention to folks, too. Oh, I know we're late, but that video that he released last Thursday, we watched it earlier,
yes.
Lazarus.
Right.
How freaky that is. And the first line is, "Look up here, I'm in heaven."
It is. We should post it.
I'll tweet it, yeah.
Okay, well, you can always join us at Generation Drex, Drex.
Go on past 100,000 miles. I'm feeling very still. And I think my spaceship knows which way to go. Tell my wife I love her.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, live and local around the Bay and around the world. Download the KGO app and we KGO go wherever you go. Plus, you can listen in stereo. That's a good thing. It's a beautiful thing. What did Drex do all weekend? Drex watched a whole lot of football.
Seahawks. 27-yard.
Seahawks and Vikings.
Jeff Lott is the holder. McDermott is the snapper. And the kick is no good.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Go figure. No good. Not even close. 10-9, the final.
Oh, my goodness.
Just when you think you've seen everything. You haven't.
Yes, saw that. And by the way, the Seahawks beat the Vikings 10-9, and it was -6 degrees. -6. It was just insane. And then, I mean, you know, the Vikings were going to win. And this dude, laces out. He had laces in, and he was kicking this thing less than 20 yards, and he blew it. Wouldn't want to be that dude. Well, you know what? As of today, I think that this guy should look at it this way. At least you're not Sean Penn.
Oh,
okay. At least you're not Sean Penn today. All right. And then, speaking of football, I just have to mention this because, there's a lot going on. The Steelers beat the Bengals 18-16, and the Bengals had a complete meltdown. The Bengals lost to the Steelers on Saturday when they fumbled with 90 seconds left, got a 15-yard penalty for targeting a receiver's head, and then got another 15-yard penalty when Paquin Jones tried to shove one of the Steelers' coaches. It was epic. Once all that happened, the Steelers were in field goal range, made the kick, and won 18-16. But I have to tell you, boy, oh, boy, you should see the video of this. So, you know, why am I talking about this when it doesn't have anything to do with the Bay Area? Because it has everything to do with the Bay Area.
I was like, I'm just sitting here astonished that you got so into sports.
Oh, no, I love football. So, with a Super Bowl right around the corner. And let's play Yes or BS with the Super Bowl halftime. So here's the deal. Coldplay's playing and Beyonce's showing up. And there's a rumor floating around, so of course it's going to happen, Bruno Mars is going to show up again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Huh. The performers last year were Bruno Mars and the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
BS. Last year was Left Shark, Right Shark, remember? Katy Perry, Lenny Kravitz, and Missy Elliott. Madonna.
Wait, Bruno Mars was 2 years ago then?
Yes.
Oh, God, time flies.
Madonna, yes or BS? Madonna has done the Super Bowl halftime show 3 times.
BS.
Nope, BS. The only one time she did it was in 2012. Gloria Estefan is the only person who's done it 3. One of those was with the Miami Sound Machine. Yes or BS? The halftime performers don't get paid.
BS.
Yes.
The only, oh, God, it's such a promotional opportunity
that NFL, they take it. Yeah, I'm going to talk about this in a second. The NFL only covers their travel expenses.
Wow.
Let's try another one.
So did Katy Perry have to pay Left Shark out of her pocket?
Her record company did, please.
Or did she go, you know what, you suck so bad, you are not getting paid today. Yeah.
February 7th at Levi's is right around the corner. All of that madness going down in a month. All right, so New Kids on the Block performed in 1991. But it didn't air until after the game. Yes or BS?
I have no idea.
Yes. The first Iraq war was going on, and it got preempted by the news coverage.
Really?
Yeah, we make a lot of war here. You know, I mean, what can I say? Whitney Houston did the halftime show and sang the national anthem at Super Bowl 25.
Sure.
BS.
What?
That was the year that the New Kids on the Block did it, but she did sing the national anthem, and I still recall it. It's one of the best versions of the national anthem song live. Still to this day.
This test is hard. I think Marty Nemko said if somebody asked you this in an interview that you should just get up and walk out.
You don't get the gig. No KNBR for you. All right. We're going to take a break. Oh, we come back. Did you watch any of the Golden Globes?
I haven't yet.
Okay.
Was it crazier than ever?
You're going to watch it next with me. I'm just going to give you, here's the great thing. It's not going to be 3 hours.
I'm going to encapsulate it into like 10 minutes.
Right. I'm not going through that suffragette city.
Hey, what's the Golden Globes?
May he rest in peace.
Yes, and
David
football
Bowie.
Have in common?
I don't know.
You can watch the whole thing in 10 minutes.
That's right.
Jesus
Thank
Christ.
You. Thank you, DVRs. Thank you, God. All right. More of the Drex Radio Show coming up on KGO 810.
Hi, it's Ryan Scott inviting you to join me on a spectacular culinary cruise experience aboard the luxurious
Fresh Live Local, the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hello and welcome to the 73rd Annual Golden Globe Awards, live from the Beverly Hilton Hotel. With all these rich, beautiful celebrities having the time of their lives. Let's hope no one spoils that. Yeah. Relax, I'm going to try and be nice. You're global megastars with amazing talent, most of you. A few of you just married well. You know who you are. We all do. We all do.
Ricky Gervais was the host. And by the way, you know, we were talking. Did you read that in an article that it came off somewhat crass or something this year?
Oh, Rolling Stone said he didn't bring his A game and it was painful to watch. And that his sort of attitude, sort of kind of sour pussy and, oh, aren't you all just so great, just didn't fly this year. Like, it was fun the first time. And then the next 2 years, we were really like, oh, how refreshing. Amy Poehler and Tina Fey. Yay. Oh, they're so funny. And then to bring back this guy seemed a letdown by comparison.
Well, I do know this, and it's the go-to story. There was a lot of cussing. So a lot of it became, yeah. And when I beep something, we just beep the word. When you start dumping television, you're dumping entire sentences. And so, you know, when there's a lot of cursing, you're not in on the joke. You don't even know what they were talking about.
Yeah, why watch the show?
Right. So it kind of became one of those things like, well, I don't even know what they're talking about, you know.
Well, and who did they hire to have their finger on the buttons? An animal or?
No, I have to tell you, it's a technical difference, but
television.
Yeah, radio and television. Dumping audio is a lot different than dumping video audio. Right.
Gotcha.
Okay, so here he is, Ricky Gervais jokes and well, a lot of people like this was thought it was funny joking about Caitlyn Jenner.
But as I say, I'm going to be nice tonight. I've changed. Not as much as Bruce Jenner, obviously. Now Caitlyn Jenner, of course. What a year she's had. She became a role model for trans people everywhere, showing great bravery in breaking down barriers and destroying stereotypes. She didn't do a lot for women drivers, but...
yikes. Ricky Gervais jokes about equal pay for women.
Jennifer Lawrence made the news when she demanded equal pay for women in Hollywood, and she received, overwhelming support from...
Wait for it.
People everywhere. There were marches on the street with nurses and factory workers saying, how the hell can a 25-year-old live on 52 million? This is... Of course women should be paid the same as men for doing the same job. And I'd like to say now that I'm getting paid exactly the same as Tina and Amy did last year for hosting this. No, I know there was two of them, but it's not my fault if they want to share the money, is it? That's their stupid fault. It's funny because it's true.
And there's one thing that you have to know about the Golden Globe Awards. They're lit. They're drinking. Yeah, they drink at this party. Yeah, and so a lot of times when you would shoot, you know, they would shoot the audience. Some people were laughing hysterically, and some people were, you know, lips pursed like, this is pissing me off.
The non-drinkers.
Right, yes, the teetotalers. Loosen up here. And here he is talking about the 73rd annual Golden Globe Awards using as an...
If you do win tonight, remember that no one cares about that award as much as you do, okay? Don't get emotional. It's embarrassing, okay?
Oh, hallelujah.
That award is, no offense, worthless.
So funny.
It's a bit of metal that some nice old confused journalists wanted to give you in person so they could meet you and have a selfie with you.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
That's all it is. I've got three Golden Globes myself, so I can say one's a doorstop. One I used to hit burglars with, and one I keep by the bed to... Doesn't matter why. It's mine.
Oh,
it's mine.
Funny.
I want it fair and square. It's just the right shape and size. It's nothing... Yeah, so to be clear, that was a joke about me shoving Golden Globes that I've won up my...
Well, there's one that I could hear. Okay, so then he was joking about Roman Polanski.
The excellent Spotlight has been nominated. Yeah. The Catholic Church are furious about the film as it exposes the fact that 5% of all their priests have repeatedly molested children and been allowed to continue to work without punishment. Roman Polanski called it the best date movie ever.
Yikes. Jesus. Okay. All right. There were some weird things going on, which we're going to get to coming up here. But let me see. Here he is burning Ben Affleck while introducing Matt Damon.
Our next presenter is the star of the hilarious comedy The Martian.
Oh, he nearly died. Right.
He's also the only person who Ben Affleck hasn't been unfaithful to. Please welcome Matt Damon.
Nice.
Okay, so here's the joke, and I laughed too. I'm thinking, what the hell is going on? Because The Martian, Matt Damon, The Martian, yes, that movie, won for Best Musical or Comedy. What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
I remember hearing this story about this when the nominations first came out, and it's a little confusing.
It's
but I think it's basically because they want to broaden the categories, give out more awards, have more selfies with celebrities, sell more tickets to those tables at the award shows. So, again, they broaden the categories. And I have this article in front of me from Cinema Blend that says it did get in by only one vote, The Martian, into the comedy/musical category. And, of course, 20th Century Fox, that I believe produced the film as well, they're like, yeah, bring it on. We want to get noticed and get an award. And it's kind of not the first time this has happened, because Birdman and The Artist, the year before that, contended in the comedy category as well, even though, again, none of us would say, hey, let's go. I'm feeling down. Right. Let's go see that hilarious movie, The Martian or Birdman.
And by the way, Matt Damon did win for Best Actor in Musical or Comedy for The Martian. It's just
remember
nuts.
That singing, dancing, tap dancing number he did in The Martian? Me neither. God damn it. What the hell? So, of course, the upsetting thing is that Amy Schumer
ridiculous.
And Judd
train
Apatow,
wreck, right, train wreck,
who should have
right.
walked away
yes.
with such an award.
Yep.
But as Ricky pointed out, they're only good for shoving up your you-know-what and just wait for the Oscar.
Oh,
is there a comedy
God.
Oscar? No, there's not.
No, there's
okay,
not.
Damn
hey,
it.
But I have to tell you, you know. And
MTV the, Music Awards?
we'll get to Mel Gibson in a second.
Movie Awards?
But Matt Damon was talking about, you know, the funnest part about doing The Martian were all those scenes by himself that he didn't have to work with other actors. So maybe that was a comedy to him. All right, let's get to Mel Gibson. This is fine. Ricky Gervais introduces Mel Gibson and refers to his Gibson jokes from a few years ago.
A few years ago on this show, I made a joke about Mel Gibson getting a bit drunk and saying a few unsavory things. We've all done it. I wasn't judging him, but now I find myself in the awkward position of having to introduce him again. Listen, I'm sure it's embarrassing for both of us, okay? And I blame NBC for this terrible situation. Mel blames, we know who Mel blames.
Oh, that anti-Semitic thing there, insert joke.
Listen, I still feel a bit bad for it, right? Mel's forgotten all about it, apparently. That's what drinking does. No. I want to say something nice about Mel before he comes out. Oh, yeah, okay, here you go. I'd rather have a drink with him in his hotel room tonight than with Bill Cosby.
Oh.
Please welcome Mel Gibson.
And then, of course, ladies and gentlemen, Mel Gibson.
I love seeing Ricky once every 3 years because it reminds me to get a colonoscopy.
Hey, not bad.
Well, if you'd left your drink here, you don't need to leave your drink here. I'll put you to sleep another way, son of a.
Tough guy.
Yeah, and then Ricky asked Mel about, you know, that drunk driving thing from a few years.
Listen.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
I think we all want the answer to this.
Mm-hmm.
What the f*** does shit even mean?
I don't know. Ask the guy that said it. It wasn't me.
Yes, that was beep, but I can say the word boobs, so sugar boobs. Okay. The hell does sugar boobs even mean? All right, you're listening to the Trex Radio Show.
Oh, sugar. Okay,
sugar
never mind.
Remember he was doing all that sugar boobs stuff? Yeah. Well,
but
we know
the
what you're saying.
Is
yes,
what yes, people
yeah,
usually call it. Okay.
All right, we'll continue with the good news on the Trex Radio Show coming up next on KGO 810.
Pick up the premiere edition of KGO On The Go, presented by Palio Diasti at the San Francisco Chamber of Commerce. See where the KGO personalities like to go in the Bay Area. Where does Ron Owens like to dine in San Francisco? Where does Chef Ryan Scott go to dine when he's not cooking? KGO On The Go, your exclusive guide to the Bay Area's best attractions, getaways, and culinary experiences. Visit the San Francisco Chamber of Commerce for a free copy. Presented by Palio Diasti and KGO 810.
Super Bowl 50 is coming to the Bay Area. Get inside the game at the NFL Experience driven by Hyundai, NFL's interactive theme park. Get free autographs.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. All right. So what I love, you know, this is why you should love us back. You should love me back because I saved three. I did not waste 3 hours of your life. I encapsulated the entire Golden Globes into about 10 minutes. All right. And in case you missed it, here's the winner's montage of everything.
For the best supporting actress in a motion picture, Kate Winslet, Steve Jobs.
Best TV series comedy.
Mozart in the Jungle.
Never heard of it.
In a supporting role, in a series, limited series, or motion picture made for television.
Christian Slater.
Best actor in a TV series drama.
John Hamm, Magnus.
Best actor in a motion picture comedy. Matt Damon, The Martian.
Supporting actor in a motion picture.
Sylvester Stallone.
For best director.
Alejandro G. Inarritu.
Best actress in a TV series drama.
Taraji P. Henson.
Empire. Best actress in a motion picture
comedy. Jennifer Lawrence, Joy.
Best motion picture, comedy. The Martian. Best actress in a motion picture, drama. Brie Larson.
Best actor in a motion picture, drama. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Best motion picture, drama. The Revenant.
There you go.
What did you catch that Brie Larson won for?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. Just like I don't pay attention to. But what I was laughing at, you know, once again, The Martian winning for best comedy and Matt Damon winning for best actor in a comedy. It's like, come on. At least The Revenant was in there. So, you know, there's got to be, and there is a little bit of Oscar buzz. But did I tell you that, you know, the three, it's a little sketchy hanging out with Leonardo DiCaprio. Did you know that? I mean, he's had some very close calls.
Oh,
he's like a cat. He was almost eaten alive by a shark. Yes, a great white shark. He got into one of those cages in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? He was diving, and guess what happened? The great white shark got into the cage. Yeah, you know where they have the hole at the top?
The whole point is that the shark cannot get in the cage.
The shark did get in the cage.
What? Why? How?
Yeah.
Was it a little skinny shark?
No, half of its
body.
Was
it left shark?
Half, exactly. Half of its body was in the cage, and it took about 5 or 6 snaps at arm's length away from his head. Can you imagine? And the other time that he almost died, he was on an airplane and it exploded. He said, quote, I was sitting there in business class and an engine blew up right in front of my eyes. I was sitting there looking out at the wing and the whole thing just exploded into flames.
Good Lord.
He said it was crazy. They shut off all the engines a couple minutes later and we had to do this emergency landing at JFK. And then...
And then
he almost dropped to his death in a tandem skydiving incident. This is why I say no to these sort of things. Quote, we pulled the first chute. That was knotted up. The gentleman I was with cut it free.
Good Lord.
I didn't even think about the extra chute, so I just thought we were plummeting to our death. He pulled the second chute. That was knotted up too. Mm. He finally unraveled it in midair. The fun party said, you know, you're probably going to break your legs on the way down because we're going way too fast. But they were able to do a barrel roll landing and survived with just bruises.
Does he make this stuff up?
No, these are all true.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Extreme sports or extremely stupid sports?
Don't you wish someone would have told Rose that? I mean, who knows? Maybe if she would have stayed away from that scamp Jack Dawson, like her mom and her fiance told her to. Maybe the Titanic would have missed that iceberg. Rose almost freaking died herself, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Don't go. Okay. How was your vacation, Heather?
Oh, funny you should ask.
Yes.
I feel this is leading somewhere. Well, it was good.
Of course it is.
It was good. I got to see a lot. I didn't get to see Golden Globes movies on the plane. Oh, but I got to see Ted 2, which is awesome.
You said that. I guess it did get good buzz, but it just kind of went away pretty fast.
It does, doesn't it? But Seth MacFarlane pulls out no stops. I mean, there's dancing, there's singing, there's great jokes, there's great cameos. It's amazing. And I got to see that Amy Schumer special, Apollo. Wow. Good stuff.
Oh, okay. How was the airplane ride?
Oh, you know.
Because today they put out the list. Most annoying airplane habits. Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's so stressful.
It is stressful.
You go to the airport.
You were texting me.
And you know that, for whatever reason, people feel like somebody's going to cut in front of them. So they stand, like, right next to your back. I'm like, oh, my God, don't breathe down my back. Like, give me some space. Just back up. Back away. Back up. That's the first thing. And then, of course, the kicking the back of the seat. I had one of those kids, and I was like, you know what? Instead of, like, yelling at the kid, I just tried yogic breathing. I just breathed through it.
That's so...
And by breathe through it, I mean I drank a lot of cocktails through it.
Bay Area of you. So number 10 is hogging the window if you're in the window seat so other people in your row can't see out. Oh, please.
Oh,
you know what?
If you like the window, the window belongs to me. Get the window seat.
Right.
Thank you.
And I close it, too. So if you don't... Too bad. You get to look at
the
shade.
You don't like sunlight.
Well, no, I don't want that in my face the whole time. I want to sleep and get it over with. Mm-hmm. Loud swearing. Okay, well, that's inappropriate.
Swearing?
Yeah. Putting your feet up by wedging them between the seats in front of you. Who does that? I guess they do that at theaters. I would think not on airplanes. Do we have no etiquette whatsoever?
When you're sitting there and you have your elbow on your armrest and a foot with just a sock on it comes up by your elbow, that is such a no-no. Like, A, you took your shoes off, and now you think it's okay to put your footed sock right next to my flesh? Ew, stinky.
Next complaint, standing up multiple times during the flight to get the stuff out of the overhead. Yeah.
Settle down.
Unless you're in the aisle, but probably once or twice is you're pushing your luck. Not waiting your turn to get off the plane after it lands.
Oh, my God, this woman almost cut me off. I'm like, look, bitch. We're both just going to be standing there waiting for the luggage carousel to start up. It doesn't make any difference.
Talking too loudly.
And I'm first.
People with giant carry-ons that take up way too much space.
Oh, people, check your bags.
And being rude to flight attendants, hogging the armrests, as you said.
Yeah.
And the number one, and apparently this is a no-go, you're not supposed to do this anymore. Number one biggest complaint is reclining your seat.
Oh, don't get me started on that one. Okay, but my big complaint was the flight attendant, the lead, what do they call him? The lead one that does all the announcements.
Oh.
Thought she had the sexiest voice. She'd be like, oh. You'd hear the, like, squawk. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on our final approach into the San Francisco Bay Area.
The fabulous Bay Area.
And then she'd sort of, like, get her regular clip going and forget that she was trying to be sexy. And you're like, what are you doing? And then she'd be like, so don't forget to put your tray table in the upright position. Oh, my God. I was like looking around at people like, are you getting a load of this person? Who does she think? Did she come from the sex talk line and now she's a flight attendant? What's going on here? Am I on candid camera?
Right. And then there's always the guy who tries to do the DJ voice. And remember, everybody, that everything in the luggage compartment may have shifted during flight. Everybody, everywhere, KGOA10, the Dirt Bachelor Show is coming up next. Yuckity yuck. Oh, my God.
During that barrel roll we did, just like What's-His-Face in Flight. Wasn't that a movie, Flight? Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Enjoy the John Bachelor Show, and we'll call it a Monday. Good evening. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.